Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning into this Thursday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on in the media, and something important happened today. Regardless of that, let's get into the mantra. When you're looking in the mirror, you should be reflecting on where you've been and where you're going to next on your journey. You should be reflecting on where you see yourself, right? And loving your reflection. Again, things might not necessarily be 100% what you want them to be, but that doesn't mean you can't fix and change things. Outside of that, let's get to the mantra. Yes, you can decide you want to learn a new language, read a new book, change your workout plan, start eating differently, get a nutritionist. You can decide you don't care about any of that and you're satisfied with the way you look. You can decide you want to change your hairstyle. You can decide you really want to do anything. You can decide that you want to change your style, right? Or you want to start kayaking, or you want to buy a new car, or you want to finally buy a house or buy a condo, or you want to move from one apartment to another, or you're ready to buy a new car, or you're ready to get a ski membership for the winter because you like skiing and you want to do it more often. You basically can decide to do anything you put your mind to, and we should be saying to ourselves, yes, we can. Outside of saying to ourselves, yes, we can, we should also be saying to ourselves, why can't I conquer this? The why can't I conquer this and the yes, I can is basically the same thing. Instead of being doubtful and caving into fear, we should be looking for ways to be accurate. That's the idea, right? So outside of saying to yourself, yes, we can, building confidence, building momentum, building and recognizing your ability to do things, we should also be saying to ourselves, never give up. Because if you love yourself or you love anyone else, how can you give up on them? How can you say, I'm caving into defeat, I can't do this anymore, this is too hard, I can't do this. How's that going to help you? How's that going to help anybody? Saying that you don't want to get through something because it's not easy doesn't show that you have strength. It shows that you don't have strength. We have to do a better job of getting to the better side of a problem. And we also have to do an even better job of holding on and persevering through difficulty. Sometimes things are difficult. This evening I said to my husband that, you know, it's going to be sad when our puppy gets to an age where he's not going to be here anymore. You know, as he starts to get older, we have to recognize that Benny isn't going to live forever. Unfortunately, dog's lifespan isn't as long as we'd like it to be. Part of me wishes it was, but God didn't plan it that way. So, you know, like, even though I know at some point he's not going to be here anymore, that doesn't mean I'm going to give up on loving him now while he's alive. That doesn't mean I'm not going to be here and support him while he lives his little furry life. You know, the life of a teacup Yorkshire Terrier. I'm still going to be here and still be his mom. And that goes for anything and anybody. Somebody you love can have cancer.
You can be told some horrible news from a doctor. You can maybe not get the promotion you wanted from your job. Maybe you wanted to move and you can't. Whatever the situation may be, somebody you love died tragically. Something didn't necessarily go the way you wanted it to. Whatever the situation may be, you need to be saying to yourself,
I'm never going to give up. Because when you say that and you set that precedent in your mind, things can only get better.
Following the never give up is the, and I hope you're ready for this, why not today? And the idea of why not today is because why are we pushing off today or tomorrow instead of accomplishing things and getting things done. Why are we living in this weird vortex when we assume we can purchase time and we have all this availability that's not real, right? We continuously put off today for tomorrow, and we continuously pretend like we have the availability to not plan things out and get things done. I had to rearrange my schedule and replan going to the hairstylist because this week I just didn't have the availability to get there, so I had to make it for next week. Okay, and now I've had to adjust that, and now close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're better situated than we were when we took office, where I just have to wait to go on a day I have availability instead of waiting to the last minute not to show up on a day that I can't go because I have to be somewhere else and do something different, right? I always talk about the dishwasher. Jobs were hemorrhaging. Inflation was rising. We weren't manufacturing a damn thing here. We were in real economic difficulty. That's why I don't. Biden's cognitive decline is clearly working overtime because he inherited an inflation rate of 1.4%. Honestly, putting off today for tomorrow is insane. Not fixing a dishwasher because you want to be lazy and you're going to get to it at some point means you're going to have to wash everything by hand. Not fixing the washing machine and getting the car fixed and doing things correctly and readjusting your schedule and planning out things and organizing is just going to make your life worse. So be aware of that. Moving on from that, the mantra, let's get to the news. O.J. Simpson passed away today. Let's get into the media and the headlines with no media allowed, no media allowed, no media allowed. Because they lie to us anyway. So he passed away today after his cancer battle. And I just want to take a moment to send prayers and blessings to his family members and those he left behind. I don't agree that the right decision was made when he was charged with murder all those years ago. I do think that he did commit murder, and I'm just basing that off the evidence. There was clearly a war on the police at that time, and because there was, they made a statement by allowing him to get away with murder. But I think that the Rodney King thing and the whole O.J. Simpson case really set a precedent for George Floyd to happen not that long ago. And not another young man died in Chicago after firing 11 shots at police officers. And the Democratic media and the majority of the media will try to play this off like this is another case of George Floyd because they're looking for another victim to be that. But it isn't this one. This country is full of a bunch of questionable things, man. How do we allow a man to get away with murder? He's playing golf, he's living his life, and he's loving everything. I think that when it comes to cases, you really need to have representation that's going to be able to tear through the bullshit. And that is not what the defense, that is not what the other side had. The defense was able to lock and load and put the glove on his hand and convince everybody that he was innocent when he was probably guilty. He admitted it after he wrote that book. He went on a bunch of shows. He basically said he did it. And it's just insane that we live in a place that does not condemn actual murder, but instead rewards it if it fits a narrative. But outside the fact that O.J. Simpson died today, last night, Joe Biden was hosting a party where he invited all these elite rich people, and Donald Trump went to Chick-fil-A and bought everybody milkshakes and chicken. There's a difference there. Clearly, Trump is for the middle, for the people of the nation, and Joe Biden is for the rich elite who like cheap labor and everything going the way they want it to. Not even that, but Joe Biden came out today and said that the reason inflation is bad is because he took on a hard inflation from Trump. I'm going to take a moment here to bring you back to 2021, because it's 2024. When the Biden administration took the office, the inflation rate was at 1.4. Want me to say it again? 1.4. The houses were overpriced. We weren't in the same situation we're in now. Now, I'm not going to be a person lying to you on this podcast telling you that Donald Trump didn't spend way too much money with the House being Democratic and then pushing a lot of shit that they shouldn't have done. I'm not going to lie and say that. But I am going to tell you that things have gotten far worse under Biden. And the idea that he is trying to blame Trump for everything, but he's the president, it's kind of ironic and hilarious. He clearly is the most incompetent, ignorant idiot that has ever existed ever. And I used a bunch of I's, right, to describe what I'm saying. How is it that he thinks that we are so stupid we don't understand how time works? 3 years later, everything is unaffordable. 3 years later, crime is at an all-time high. There's no border in the United States of America, and our country has been taken over by mentally ill drug lords and cartels and gangs and rapists and thieves. And we no longer have a society that cares about the working people. And I am a working person. I get up every day. I work overtime. There's weeks where I work every weekend, right? And I basically cannot have a life because of my job. And that's a main priority for me because that's how I eat, right? No one's giving me and my family anything. And the idea that the Biden administration is lying and pretending like the numbers are on their side is insane. But that's what they do. They make shit up and they lie. Moving on from the fact that Biden's lying about inflation, the Gov bought Amazon. Did you hear about the fact that Amazon got caught lying about how you can walk into a store and go into like Whole Foods and buy stuff, and they were able to calculate what you paid for based on your movement? And it came out that they had people in India, like all these people in India doing all these things, doing all these like engineering methods to figure out what you were buying. So they got caught. They've outsourced all these jobs to India. And I'm not going to be negative about Amazon because I like it, right? And I've admitted that it's the Death Star. We know that already. As a person that doesn't really like shopping and likes getting everything delivered directly to me, which is why I became a posher, and I love Poshmark too, and you know I'm a thrifter. And now I don't have to thrift in the store. I can thrift online and buy whatever I want, whenever I want. But taking into consideration that basically Amazon is the death to retail. Don't you think they should have done a better job of hiding that? Because they got caught, and I don't even think they're trying to deny it. Hi, it's Christina again. No one is building houses anymore. And instead, they're building apartment buildings. And that is definitely going to mess with lots of communities and lots of things happening. I also think it's insane that the politicians are complaining about the fact that they need to save FICA because they want to control how they mind our business and peep on us. They like the idea of police stating, and they don't like the idea that they could be cut off by, I don't know, Trump. They like power and they don't want to give it up, so they'll do anything to hinder it from being taken. And I say that every day, especially on No Media Allowed, because it's the truth. It doesn't matter if it's Republican, Democrat, Green Party, Yellow Party, Orange Party, whatever party it might be. Once these people have a taste of what it's like to be in that life, they don't want to give that up for anything. Would you want to give it up? That's why I would never even think or want to be a politician. One, I think people would probably think I'm weird because I have a very, very red Republican conservative view, and I am so far right to Donald Trump and even Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm very conservative. And the reason why I became conservative and Republican is because of this amazing woman that I met at church with my mom. This is a sweet woman. And we really built an amazing relationship. Her name is Paula. And we were eating lunch one day and we went to Burger King. And she said something to me and it really just took my breath away. We were talking about voting. And I don't even think it was a presidential election. I think it was just a state election, right? And she said to me, and my mom, how can you possibly be Democratic and be Christian? They support abortions and we support life. And when she said that to me, it was like the wool came from my eyes. And I began to really question a lot of things that were being spoken. That I've always considered myself an independent and not a Democrat or a Republican. And I was unaffiliated and independent for a very long time. I was never Democratic. I never took Democrat. Right? I never did. I never really liked politicians, and that's why I was unaffiliated. And having conversations with my best friend, she's unaffiliated too, and you know she's in the army or whatever, but I've never really liked what they do. They utilize their power to punish the working class, and that to me is just pitiful. But outside of that, Paul is the reason I became Republican. That and Donald Trump, right? Because I just recently became a Republican not that long ago, but it was the last election that pushed me over the hump. That really gave me that little bit that I needed to get over the unaffiliated to Republican. How can you be young? How can you be a working human and be a Democrat and support these people? These uniparty, world order, authoritarian, anti-Jesus, anti-religion people. How? There's a potential concern in the United States of America that we have people in this country that are looking to do bad things in the country to big cities and punish us just like they did in 9/11, and there's no way to protect anybody. Please understand that our lives are all in danger here. And the reason why I want to have more of these conversations and I want to tell you about what's actually going on is because remember how I just said they want a police state where they want to control everything? Honestly, what do you think is going to end up happening if something happens with the grid? What do you think is going to end up happening if they start sending weapons and bombs and blowing things up? And you know how terrorism actually works? And I think it's so tacky that the FBI director is warning against us, telling us all these things that are going to happen. Why hasn't he been doing things to stop this? Why are they allowing all these illegal people to come into this country? Why are there no repercussions for the things that they do? Again, why is Laken Riley dead? Why did another person just die and get bludgeoned? Why are there all these sacrifices? Are they that desperate for votes that they allow all these illegal people to come into this country with no retribution and no reason? But for votes. There's no vetting these people. We don't know who they are. And I have to say this to my mom all the time. Your next door neighbor could be an American. There was the show on FX. And it was about a German group, which many of you know, called the Nazis. And these people were plants in America. And they were Nazis. Carrying out conversations with people, pretending to be like everybody else. And they had one goal. And they succeeded with it, basically. honestly, if something happens here, Biden, it's going to be his fault. There's Chinese people coming from China, and China hates America, and all these people from all these countries, Russia, Iran, all these people, they know nobody's paying attention to the borderlines. They know that people are not seriously paying attention to what's happening here. We are just collateral damage, and I don't know where you live around the world. I don't know if you live in a country like mine, but it is just sad. It's sad. And I don't know what the solution is here. I don't know if there's a solution. But we're in danger. And I don't know who's going to save us. Because November is far away and it is only April. And I don't know if we're going to be secure up until that point. Because no one is running the United States of America. You have seen how the Pentagon runs and the fact that they have somebody that's supposedly in power there that gets to go for chemo treatment and disappear, and the White House doesn't even know he's gone yet. This is the administration running things. They're not running things. They are a ghost-like barrier for reality, and they don't do anything. We have a bunch of DEI hires. And I'm not talking about race. I'm talking about the fact that they are just unqualified and incompetent. And I keep bringing up the terminology incompetent because I suffer with seeing it all the time. Right? How is it that we live in the United States of America and I am totally encapsulated with all these people that can't speak English? The main language that should be spoken in America is English, but it isn't. That's a problem. These people are going to come in during the night and massacre your family, and you can't do nothing about it. And in breaking news from the Daily Wire, which I still get my news from, don't judge me. Let me tell you what it is. The Biden administration released an Afghan terrorist into the United States of America after he illegally crossed. I wonder who that's helping. Is that helping Americans? No. Who's that helping? Them. Like I said earlier, there's a war between the people and the government. And it doesn't matter what country you live in. You could live in Canada, and I'm sorry if you do live there, because Trudeau is far worse than Biden, but Biden's not that far behind. These people are so disconnected from reality and what's actually happening to real people. They're in a glass box, sort of like Bubble Boy, but it's called Glass Boy, and they have no interception in reality. They are in a vast, distant dream world where they're not seeing anything, sort of like this movie that Tom Cruise was in, and I can't remember the name of it for the love of God. But they're not in reality. No one's buying houses because where are they putting them? And do you understand that they're giving the houses to people that cannot afford to pay for them? There is going to be a large amount of people, their houses are going to go in foreclosure. What happens when illegals start killing us? Nothing. Because they're doing it and nothing's happening. They're not deporting these people. They come right back in and they just do it all over again. Having no limit won't save you. If you continue to allow the Democratic Party to lie to you because they've been doing it forever and you continue to vote for them, you can't complain about anything. Don't complain about the potato chips or the fast food or the gas or the clothes or anything. Don't complain about your rent. Don't complain about your car insurance. And don't complain about your car payment. Don't complain about any of that. Even if you own your car, don't complain about the taxes. Don't complain about anything. Because if you're going to vote Democratic, if you're going to close your eyes and pretend like reality isn't happening and that they didn't use black people during BLM, to totally take over the United States and put us in some distant utopia where they get to control everything and play with us with the media, then you're clearly not living in the same place I am. I know we want to insult China, but we are China. There really is no difference. Tell me what the difference is. I can flick from CNN to Fox News with two different story points, two different conversations. One's reality and one's a joke. It's a show. It's like an actual, like, Broadway shitty show that nobody wants to look at and you can turn off and walk out of. Why is Hillary Clinton have anything to do with a Broadway show and a musical? I mean, why? But okay. There's so much happening here, and no one's answering anything, and we're not safe, and no one's talking about it, but I am. The FBI, the CIA, the Department of Justice, the Pentagon. People's job who it is to protect the United States of America, even the FBI, right? The director of the FBI, it's his job to protect us. They're not protecting us. And they're giving the wrong messaging to the army and people that are supposed to serve. And so now people don't want to serve. Why in God's name would you want to be a police officer where you're likely going to die for no reason? Right? They're going to utilize the fact that that young man died in Chicago. His mom showed up to a podium with orange hair, talking about how he got a new car and he was happy about a new car. Why wasn't he at work when he got pulled over at a light? I wonder. And why wasn't she paying more attention to him? Why was he getting pulled over for a gun charge? Why is it he thought he was going to get out of jail by shooting a cop? Why is it that the media is going to use this and try to scare everybody? Now, regardless of your skin color, regardless of what country your ancestors originate from or wherever you came from, if you're in the United States, if you're anywhere around the world and you want to know what's happening in reality, I dare you to listen. They are going to try to make this dude into George Floyd. They're going to try to make this a big deal, and it isn't. He shot 11 rounds to police officers, and they didn't have an option. Just like in every other case. I don't want to hear about these small projected cases of people clearly doing things they're not supposed to do. Police are trained to protect themselves because of what happened to that officer Dylan in New York that died, right? Because that's not supposed to happen. We are in a detriment in America, and I'm praying for you brothers and sisters. I'm praying for me and my family too. There's no one to protect us. If you're getting robbed, if you're getting hit, if you're getting attacked, no one is going to stop and save you because they're going to end up being like the guy in the subway that they want to lock up and punish just because he wanted to protect the people on the subway. Did you see what the reaction was from Braggs and Letitia James with that kid or that dude? I'm sorry, not kid, but with that guy? It's horrible. Anytime anybody tries to save anybody or protect them, they get punished for it. So we're now living in an environment where if somebody sees something happening, they're either going to record it or they're going to pretend like they can't see it. Many people are going to die for no reason, and there's nothing we can do about it. There is no law and order here. Nobody cares anymore. Things are only going to get worse. And I'm praying for all the brothers and sisters that are serving as police officers, serving as ambulance drivers, and serving in the medical field and everything happening. Thank you for your service as firefighters, as everything you do. We gotta protect ourselves because no one's gonna protect us. That lie that they're gonna put out on the news today about that guy that shot a cop in the arm is gonna be used for the next 4 days until it dies off again. I don't know how they're gonna use this, but they're gonna try. If you're looking for the truth, if you're looking for some answers. Consider what you're listening to and start listening to something new. Maybe listen to an episode of Dan Bongino. Maybe put Fox News on instead of CNN. Maybe try to find actual news. Maybe do your own research in a deep dive and find somebody that you like that's on your level. Maybe they're more mellow. They're not as dramatic as some of the other voices. Maybe listen to an episode of Ben Shapiro or Matt Gaetz or Michael Knowles. Maybe even listen to some old Candace Owens episodes where you can actually break into this and understand. There is a war on race. And there is a war on sexuality in the United States of America. There's a war on religion. And you and me and us, we are all the target. So wake up. Understand your power. You can see reality for what it is. Your life is in danger and no one's coming to save you. All we can do is pray for each other and hope that God has a plan for us. Because if not, there is no hope left. They are destroying this country day by day, and they are not going to be happy until there's nothing left here. Brothers and sisters, prepare for the worst to come. The darkness is here, and I don't see it going away. But you can make your life better by understanding what's happening and not falling victim to this. By being brave and by understanding the truth, the government sold us out. At the beginning of its existence, of its creation, they sold us out for money and power. And they'll do it over and over and over and over and over again. Because that's who they are. Moving on from that, let's get to the main part of the conversation on this Thursday. Should we upgrade our Kylie Lips collection or switch to another lip station or lip selection? I was really considering switching over to Rihanna's line of stuff because I really wanted to give her a try. But after I saw her in that nun outfit on that magazine, she just turned me off completely, and I can't even think of the latest song she did. And I like Rihanna. I thought she always had a better, like, overall singing environment and a better, I don't know, energy than some others in the music field. But her doing that just turned me off. One, I'm Catholic, and two, it's just inappropriate. And three, she's acquiescing to people. So that turned me off, and I told you about that during a No Media Allowed segment. And it just, she's acquiescing to the media and social media and to the society by saying, yeah, we make fun of nuns. But she comes from a country that's predominantly Catholic, so it's kind of confusing at the same time. And I might still consider trying some of her things because I do like her. But clearly she's so woke she doesn't understand what's happening either. So I'm just going to give her the benefit of the doubt of her not knowing what's happening. She doesn't seem to be that smart when it comes to politics. Probably not as smart as Taylor Swift, at least. But I don't know if I'd want to switch to the Rihanna lips. I've gotten so used to the Kylie stuff. I've been using it for the past couple of years, and I just like the way it looks. It really does provide the exact look that I'm going for. But I really would like to upgrade the collection that I do have so that, you know, it does provide what I'm looking for. So we'll see what happens. I also was considering maybe like a Maybelline or some style at the store, but I don't like buying makeup at stores, and I don't like buying cheap shit in, like, you know, like CVS or Walgreens. I don't do that. I don't buy makeup out of Target. I don't do that either. So, like, preferably if I could, I'd like to find either a nicer brand online or maybe find some different shades. But I think it's either going to be the Rihanna or it's going to be the Kylie. because I've already got experience with Kylie and I don't know about the Rihanna yet. Maybe I'll look at some reviews and make my mind up. I'll watch some YouTube videos. That's how I make my mind up about stuff. I watch other people use it and see if they like it. Apartment living. It's not as bad as I make it out to be. I'm just tired of living in the same building. It's kind of okay, but at the same time, it's kind of not okay. It feels like so tight, and it feels like it's not enough room, but I'm not even here enough to really notice, so there's that. But I would like to have more space. As we get closer into having children, I don't think we're going to be comfortable in here with kids. Now, there are people in our building that do have kids, but I don't want to be one of them, right? I've always said that for a very long time. It's just uncomfortable. But at the same time, apartment living is definitely a cheaper, more affordable option for a lot of others. And the housing market is crazy. I talk about it basically every other day, how the numbers keep fluctuating, going up and down, in and out. And even the prices for newer apartments are kind of insane, too. They're not going down. They're just going up, too. So I don't really know if there's a way out of this or around it. Is there? I don't know. But what I can tell you is we should definitely be doing a better job with finding what makes you happy. Maybe it is an apartment, or maybe it's a house, maybe it's a condo, maybe you want a flat, whatever it may be. Maybe you want a townhouse, whatever it may be. Find what makes you comfortable, right? I like the flexibility of having an apartment because we can get up and go whenever you want. You can't do that with a house. That's not how a house works. You know, you're gonna have to put that up for sale, and how much money did you put into it? That's like a it's like when you put money down on a car to buy it, right? You can't just sell the car because you don't own it if you don't pay for it full in cash. So you can't just sell it. That's the same thing with a house. You only have a little bit of equity in the house once you make the payment and the down payment on it, right? And you start making a couple years of payment on it. You're not going to own the house in like 5 years unless you're rich and you're going to buy it cash. So honestly, it's up to you. What makes you the most comfortable? Do you like living in an apartment or not? Don't sell your soul for money. Don't get caught up with your job or something because you want money, right? The idea of being in a gang, the idea of making money by hurting people, it might look like overwhelmingly good. But at the end of it all, do you want to sell who you are to get that dirty money? When I think about saying that, I'm thinking about like politicians, right? They will do anything for money. And I don't know if they have souls because like the things that they do, I would never do them. So it's really just insane, honestly. But maybe people don't want to do that, right? Because they think in the moment they're doing something good because they probably assume that, you know, it's going to be more worth it to do that. But is it? I doubt it. Your soul is the one thing money should not buy, right? This is why I always say, the one thing they want to get rid of is religion and God. The one thing they are trying to take away from everything is God. They took God out of schools. They've taken God out of everything in the United States of America, and they're definitely doing that in the rest of the world as well. There's only a small, minute number of countries that allow you to believe in whatever you want to. And ironically, one of them is Germany. Think of that whatever way you want to. But honestly, if you're going to sell your soul for money, then your soul isn't worth anything. You have to think that you are priceless. so there shouldn't be anything that's able to afford you. That's what you should be thinking. Nikes or New Balance? I don't know. I've never worn New Balance. I don't know anything about it, but I see people wearing them, but I think I'd have to go Nikes for sure. Are sweatsuits the new thing? Because I keep seeing people walking around with sweatshirts and hoodies and looking like they're like bums, and I'm like, did people stop wearing clothes? It feels like it. I'm always seeing people wearing hoodies, like in the store, when I'm out, whatever I'm doing, they're wearing them. It's strange. Like, I don't know if I want to wear a hoodie all the time. Granted, I want to be comfortable because I have to dress up at work, but that does not mean I want to walk around with a hood on my head. When I see people walk into restaurants or something with a hood on their head, I'm like thinking, like, dude, like, what the hell is going on? And the answer to that is, I don't know. Why are people's wardrobes like a hood? Now, my husband walks around with a hood on all day, but he's just that guy. My husband is like the skater boy BMX, like, type of dude that walks around with hoodies and, like, kind of skater designs and stuff. That's kind of who he is, and that's always been his stick, and it looks okay for him. You know, he's got the dark brown hair. He's got like the kind of like hair on your face thing. He is like Hook from AEW, and I don't even know what AEW is. Hook is his doppelganger. That's what my husband is, right? And so he kind of walks around with a hood. You know, he's kind of that guy. But that's my husband's style. But I'm saying that I'm seeing more people just walking around in sweatsuits and hoodies. And I don't know what's going on, man. Is this a new style that I didn't get a memo about? And if it is, how do I join in? Do I just put a hoodie on too? I guess I'm joining the hoodie club. Should we buy in bulk or should we buy what we need? Do we need to be buying at Costco or should we be buying at Target? Do we need to buy at BJ's or should we be looking at Walmart? Really, it's what do you think? I don't really buy in bulk because where the hell am I going to put it? And I'm not saying I don't have any room to put it anywhere, but I'm saying it's me and Skip. And granted, sometimes we'll have a nephew or a niece come over or we'll have company. But even if we have company come over, how much shit are we going to put in people's faces if they're coming to visit us? I don't know. It feels like maybe the one thing I'd buy in bulk would be like drinks or toilet tissue or paper towels. But outside of that, how do you, like, fill up your fridge with food in bulk? Aren't you supposed to eat stuff in, like, a week? How do you do that? Like, what can you buy in bulk and what can't you buy in bulk? And are the only people that shop in those stores, like, families of, like, five? Like, how does that work? I don't know. I think you should buy what you need in moderation. I'm just saying that. But what do you think? Leave me a message below and tell me. Do you buy in bulk or do you buy what you need? Moving on from that, let's get into Star Watch Talk, where we watch together Love Island. I haven't started watching it, but it looks intriguing, and you know I like making fun of dating shows, so I'll probably watch it and laugh at it. Backyard builds. I'm assuming they're making like tree houses or like garages or like a playground for kids. Something cool in the backyard. Maybe you could even do a pool. Maybe you could do a grilling area or a fire pit. You could really do a lot in a backyard. I kind of like HGTV and the idea that you can rebuild stuff in places where you wouldn't assume it. I feel like a backyard is a great place to build something new. Press Your Luck. I don't know if I'd have any luck on that, but I try. Impossible Builds. That looks entertaining. This is stuff that's on Hulu, by the way. Zombieland. I kind of want to watch that again. I can't remember when I saw that. It was definitely a couple of years ago, and I definitely think I liked it, but we'll see what happens. For instance, he recounts how NPR's main source on Russian collusion was Adam Schiff, which is like getting your news on Gaza from Rashida Tlaib. I don't know, I liked it, but I don't know if I'd want to see that again. Like, after you see those zombie movies, can you watch them again and pretend like you've never seen them and actually be interested in them? Like, I think if you've seen Walking Dead, I don't know if you need to see all the episodes of it, but, like, I think once you get into that mindset of, like, zombie land or all these movies about, like, dead zombies coming alive, eating flesh, after you've seen them, do you watch them again without looking at it thinking, why the hell did I look at this? Is that a thing? Are we allowed to do that? I guess that's my question. But I'm willing to watch it again. It looks entertaining, and I put it in my watch list, so I'll probably watch it this weekend, maybe. Fingers crossed. Ghosted. That's on Apple, and I thought that was good. That is something that I would like to watch again. Salvage Kings, Homicide Hunter, and Tattoo Fixer Extreme. Now, is Tattoo Fixer Extreme like the other tattoo show where they, like, erase tattoos? Why would you need a Tattoo Fixer Extreme? What are you getting done on your body that you would need an extreme tattoo artist to fix it? I guess that's my question. But I like crazy shows like that, so I'm probably going to end up looking at it at some point once I get through all these damn Hell's Kitchen episodes and I finish Next Level Chef at some point this year. But honestly, what kind of tattoo do you have to get to go on that show? To be decided. Moving into food, is McDonald's worth $20 a meal? I'm just going to go out and say no. Because first of all, the burgers at McDonald's aren't like the burgers at Five Guys or any other actual burger place. It's not the same. Even the burgers at Chili's are probably better than, like, McDonald's burgers. And I'm not saying that a quarter pounder and Big Mac isn't good. You should probably eat that in moderation. You probably shouldn't eat that every day. But if you're going for a burger, you're probably likely to go to Five Guys before you'd go to McDonald's. Even I think Burger King has actual better burgers than McDonald's. You won't catch me a day in life spending $20 on McDonald's. No way, never. They love putting fries with every meal. Like, anytime you go to, like, a burger spot, like, mostly the only option, like, at Five Guys, the only option for a side is fries. I'm trying to remember the name of the other place. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it. Wayback Burger. Now, Wayback Burger is a burger place, but it has more options than just fries, which I like. Because I don't really like the carbs like that. Not because I can't eat it, but because every time I get a burger or a hot dog or something like that, I don't want to just have fries all the time. I like options. And I like Chick-fil-A, and the fries are really good at Chick-fil-A, but if you're at Chick-fil-A, you can get the fruit cup if you want. Like, that's another alternative. It's something lighter on calories, and it definitely tastes good. So there's always that. I'm just going to say no fries with everything. And as much as I like the McDonald's French fries, like, they give you so much or they give you so little. And if they don't make them correctly, they're not good. But fries are carbs, and carbs is sugar, and sugar is diabetes. I'm just gonna say that, like I always do. So no fries, please, or less fries, please. Why don't they promote salads? I think there was a time at McDonald's when you can get a salad on the side, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe that was another place, but why don't restaurants promote salads outside of Panera Bread? Is Panera Bread the only healthy option? Why don't they promote salads? Why isn't it healthy to eat salads? Or, like, salmon and chicken and healthy things? Why are we only promoting bad things? How's that convenient for anybody if you're going to potentially have high blood pressure, get diabetes, and die? Like, we have already talked about the food industry and how they're all lying and they're totally full of crap. And there's an obesity problem in the United States of America. Because they don't want to deal with the fact that Lizzo is not appealing to anybody. A fat woman like that? Like, that's sick. Women should not be that big. You need to have, like, limitations. you should be downloading MyFitnessPal on your phone, and you should be logging in your meals. My trainer got me started with that at the gym this week, so I started logging in every meals, and I'm sending it to her, and, you know, so we can keep on the same page with my health and my workouts. And, like, you should be knowing what you're eating every day. Everything should be segmented out. You should have a plate, and you should be portioning, and you should be eating correctly. You shouldn't just want to eat yourself to death. And I don't think that the food industry is setting the correct precedent in the United States of America. If you eat healthy and you eat the correct way and you have the portions and you do things correctly, then you're not going to have high blood pressure. You're not going to be anywhere near close to having diabetes, and you are going to move in the correct direction. You don't want kidney stones, man. You don't want to mess with your liver or your heart or any of these body parts that you need. You don't want to get polycystic ovary syndrome and not be able to have kids. You don't want to deal with these horrible things. These are not good. Diabetes is horrible, man. Do you want to be bound to a wheelchair? Like, why can't we have these conversations? Why can't we talk about the fact that you need to work out, you need to get up off your ass, you need to go do things? Why is that a problem? I don't know, but it is. But honestly, they don't talk about salads, because salads isn't profitable, like a McRib that we all know is not a rib. It's not profitable. If athletes eat healthy and drink Herbalife and eat meal plans and have meal preps and they get the meal services with the frozen meals that I've told you about before, if they do that, why aren't we doing that too? Now, I've been ordering from Mighty Powerful Meals for a very long time. I was connected through them through a staff member at my job, and I've had a really great experience portioning out what I'm eating for lunch, and I'm really considering maybe even having that as an option or an alternative for dinner as well. There's this other thing called Platinum Meal Preps, which I'm seriously considering just having all my meals being prepped that way. So I know what calories I'm eating. I'm able to maintain and really focus in on that, because my health and my livelihood and my ability to chase my kids around and have children is extremely important to me. I want to live longer and stronger, and I just don't want to talk about it and not be about it, right? I want to preach and live by something seriously. And I don't like the food industry. I don't like how they lie about everything. I'm really concerned about the cows and all the diseases and the stuff with the food and the meat and the cheese and the dairy. It kind of freaks me out. And honestly, I don't really have milk like that. But so, I don't know. I don't know. But moving on from the fact that I don't think I want dairy, and I might consider going back to vegan just because I don't trust what they're doing with the cows and it seems a little weird, let's talk about the fact that this has been an amazing podcast, and I hope that you had an amazing week so far, and I will speak to you tomorrow. Thank you for tuning into the Thursday pod of Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. You are the light in the darkness. You, me, they, them, us. We together are going to change the world and the universe and the galaxies beyond the galaxies, because we are the beginning, the middle, and the end, omnipresent, just like Jesus Christ. We were here when they built this place, and we'll be here when they rip it all apart, and we'll be here whenever whatever new starts. We are light. And I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow. Wherever you are around the world, it doesn't matter whether it's in Italy, Singapore, Japan, China, Canada, New York, LA, Switzerland, Germany, Russia, Ukraine, Turkey, Bosnia, South Africa, Africa, India, Lithuania, wherever you are. Don't forget, you're a star, right? If you're in Mexico, if you're in New Mexico, if you're in Spain, wherever you are, don't forget that you're a star.
tomorrow. Bye.